Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And in just a moment, we're going to be speaking with two of the actors in the current production of Rod Blagojevich Superstar, which is at Second City. As a kid in high school, I used to go to Second City all the time and actually brought my son and his friend to Second City during their spring break last year. It's been known for great political theater and the launching of so many stars as well. Bill Murray and Gilda Radner and John Belushi and many others who performed at Second City and then just took off. And we're going to be talking with two of the people in this show, which is a huge success. I guess that it was organized in 2 weeks. They opened on February 10 and they are sold out. So we're going to be talking with the actors and about how work is done at Second City in just a moment. It is our winter membership drive, and I am here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the last hour we'll be asking for your support for this particular program. So please call, and we'll get this baby over with. WPR.org. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Rob Schroeder is joining us in our studio. He's been associate producer here for this program for some months now. And hello, Rob.
Hello, Kathleen. We have a goal of $6,000 for this hour. And we already have a couple of new pledges as
Great.
We're just getting underway. And meeting this goal helps make this program possible now and in the months to come. So your contribution of $60 or $120 or whatever you choose, it's all going to help us get there. So please make your pledge now online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
And in just a moment, we'll be speaking with two of the cast members of Second City's new show of, you know, the guy who just kept giving, Rod Blagojevich. And this program, we hear, you know, we do politics, we do comedy, we do all kinds of things. We hear from interesting guests, and we have the opportunity to hear your opinions, your comments, take your questions. And it's possible, really, in large part, thanks to listener contributions. So think about how much you enjoy the program. It enriches your life, I'm sure. It certainly does ours. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hope you can take a look at your budget. And, you know, can you afford $10 a month or maybe $20 a month? Whatever it is, it's up to you. Any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. There are lots of ways to pledge. Paying in monthly installments makes it pretty easy for you, so please make your pledge right now online, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552.
Think about all that happened in the last year. We had an election season that went on actually for 2 years, the inauguration of President Obama, the continuation of the war in Iraq, mortgage crisis, just so much has been happening here. These stories and more were covered in intense detail here on this program and all day long on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And all this program you hear, it's all supported by contributions of listeners like you. So please make your pledge right now online at WPR.org. Or call toll-free 888-202-2552. Do it for all you've learned in the past year. And as Kathleen said, the past 2 years with this campaign. And again, our goal, $6,000 for this hour. We've already got a couple of pledges in for the start of this hour. So please donate now, WPR.org, or call 888-202-2552.
And if you pledge $120, Rob, you'll receive the Wisconsin Public Radio member card, which is a pretty neat thing. There no coupons. All you do is you keep your card in your wallet, and you present it for two-for-one deals at participating restaurants, at B&Bs, cultural attractions, which is really a great thing to have these days. You'll be reminded of your relationship with WPR. Pledge $120 or more and receive the member card. You can pledge securely online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
And also for a donation of $35 or more on our website at WPR.org, you can get the WPR reusable shopping bag. I have one of these reusable shopping bags.
Yeah, those are neat.
Really cool. Helps you save paper and plastic at the grocery store and helps us save on paper because when you contribute online, we don't need to send you a bill. It's a win-win situation.
And we are right now, we want to raise $6,000 this hour. We have $600. Thanks, everybody who's pledged so far. We have three new people, a lot of new people today. Good. That's good. You waited and here you are and that's good. That's where our goal is. And here's the number again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thanks very much, Rob. We're going to talk with two of the cast members from Second City. Actually, I'm going to ask them to do an improv for us on pledge drives, too, sometime during this hour. I'm sure they'll pick up on that right away because it's pretty easy to do an improv on public radio pledge drives, I would think. And they have a new show. Second City has a new show. It is Rod Blagojevich Superstar. It's at the Second City in Chicago, and the show evidently is sold out. They put it together quickly. It opened February 10. It's been incredibly well received, and the entire six-week run is sold out. But they're working, I understand, on expanding it to weekends at yet another theater. So there is... some reviewers have said a cathartic sense in watching this program. People need to laugh at this thing. It's so horrible. It's so incredibly ridiculous. The more you see about it in the news, you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe this saga is continuing. We have two of the cast members with us this hour, and one of them is Lori McLean, and she plays Patty Blagojevich in this show at Second City. Lori, hello. Thanks so much for being with us. Are you there, Lori? Or maybe this isn't Lori. Oh, is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Oh,
hi,
Mike,
Kathleen.
I got the buttons mixed up after all these darn years. Mike Bradish is playing Dick Mill and Pat Fitzgerald in this production. Mike, hello. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
I've been excited about it right up until I heard you say we were going to be improvising a little later on, and then all of a sudden it became a terrifying ordeal.
Oh, it's not terrifying for you guys. I've seen you. You can do just about anything. I'll give you until 10:30. How's that?
Okay.
To improvise
I'll
a pledge.
Try and gather my wits in the meantime.
And Lori, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Great to be with you. I promise to curb my language.
Okay,
I'm in the Patty mode, so.
I'll bet you have to in that show, huh?
Yes.
She has a pretty foul mouth. He has a pretty foul mouth.
Both of them, I believe.
Unbelievably so. Tell me about your association. I know that Second City's been around since 1959. I used to see it when I was in high school years and years ago. It just keeps going, and I'm so glad that it does, that you're keeping politics funny and relevant, and God bless you for going so many years.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a wonderful institution. I'm so proud to say I worked there. I moved to Chicago. I don't know about Mike, but I know that I moved here for that purpose, even just to study there. I was terrified to take classes even, and I moved here thinking, someday I'm going to take classes. That's what I want to do. So to be able to say that, put it on my resume is just an honor. Absolutely.
I would imagine. And now you're playing, you know, Patty Blagojevich. What an honor, huh?
Right. So many years later.
Yeah, right. Yes. Mike, how about you? How did you become associated?
I just did the same thing as Lori. I started taking classes there. I saw a couple shows and just fell in love with it and said, that's something I could never do in a million years. And so, you know, I have to go out and try it, and took the classes and just kind of worked my way up into getting to be on stage with Lori, which has been the ultimate goal for a long time now. Finally realized. So.
Oh, you're really full of it.
He's very sincere. I can hear it in his voice, right?
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, you're sure welcome. You're welcome. So you didn't think you could do it, either one of you, and you took these classes and you got the confidence. You have to be, it's striking to me that you have to be very aware of what's going on politically. You have to be very aware of just all kinds of things to do what you do. You got to be sharp, very sharp.
Yeah, they keep you on your toes, for sure. It definitely helps to have an awareness of what's going on in the world, and it also helps not to, one thing, because the improv and the sketch comedy community is so big in Chicago, it can become a very insular kind of world, but then the work contradicts that. It doesn't allow you to just sort of get wrapped up in socializing with improvisers and comedians and then working with improvisers and comedians. You know, you have to have outside interest and pay attention to what's going on, because you need to constantly refresh that pool so you have new things to draw on.
Yeah. Right. Well, I know that you've had some politicians attend the shows. Lisa Madigan has seen the show, hasn't she? Lori, have others?
Yes. I believe it was a good deal of Rod Blagojevich's staff and a good deal of Patty's staff.
Oh, really?
And I they were there on a different night than Lisa Madigan. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, they were there actually for the preview. So the very first time we performed for an audience, about 20 members of that audience were Rod and Patty's staff from their time in office.
Oh, my. Did they laugh? Were they offended?
Just mere days after they ceased to be employees of the former first couple, they were watching us. And I think it was, you know, I think you used the word cathartic a few minutes ago. I think it was also possibly slightly harrowing for them to see their lives put on stage under the umbrella of a ridiculous wig, while it's still really going on for them. But
they sat in one section of the audience together, and after the show, you know, they really stuck around, and I was pretty nervous, thinking, are they going to hate us, love us? Are they going to try to tell us, you know, this is true, that's not true, whatever? They really just seemed to say, well, it was really funny, but to me, I'm still having a hard time grappling with all of this, because people don't think about this, but we dedicated our lives to these people. We thought, what did I sign up for,
right,
and what has happened, and now I might be out of a job, or I already am out of a job. It was a mixed blessing, I think, for them. They definitely said it was cathartic, but that it was almost a little too close to home to laugh at times, because some of it, as we say, Rod and Patty basically wrote part of our show for us.
I'm sure they did.
The things they say and do. So,
right. Things they say and do. Mike, what about Patrick Fitzgerald? It's hard to imagine how you would play this guy who, you know, I don't know if he's funny at some point. Maybe you've got some material on him.
He seems like he might be a little dry. And he's
definitely,
you know, the work he's been doing for the last several years as a prosecutor on these high-profile cases haven't necessarily shown him off as being, you know, a bundle of personality, but, you know, his actions speak louder than his words, I guess. That was actually, the job of playing him was made real easy for me by the playwright Ed Furman. He kind of created this relationship between Patrick Fitzgerald and Lisa Madigan that's sort of taken straight out of, like, the old-time screwball comedies like Hepburn and Tracy and those kinds of things. So that was just where we went with it. And I think it's true for most of us in the show, nobody's really trying to do an impersonation of the people that we're playing. It's more just sort of finding the way that these characters are telling this story and really blowing it all up out of proportion and making it larger than life and real fun. You know, the things they said and the things they did are crazy enough that we don't have to necessarily look and sound exactly like they do do them. And
wouldn't you love to see, and maybe he has been, but somehow I just can't imagine Patrick Fitzgerald in the audience.
I would love to see that. Dick Mell, I would be terrified to see. I would change my address and phone number if I found out that Richard Mell sat in the audience, because he's been around Chicago politics for a long time, and he has a reputation of being one of those guys that that gets things done however they need to get done.
Yeah.
But Patrick Fitzgerald, I would love to have in the audience.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, Lori, about the relationship between Patty and Rod. Do you think they're deeply in love? Are they both power hungry? What's their background? How do you play them?
That fascinates me. And kind of similar to what Mike just said, I've tried not to let the truth creep in too much, or what I interpret the truth is. I want to stay true to the script and more play a type of more of a Lady Macbeth kind of character. I've been channeling the Lady Macbeth thing a little bit more than trying to figure out how Patty talks or how she looks or, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
So I'm sort of sticking truer to the script and the hilarious dialogue that TJ and Ed have written for us. But the one thing, you know, in just analyzing their relationship, because Patty had this background of a very influential Democratic alderman for a father, you know, maybe they weren't in love initially and then they fell in love. Maybe they've never been in love. Maybe they're deeply in love. Maybe they both see each other as an opportunity. There's so many possibilities with them. But it seems as if she's sticking by his side, and that's kind of the route that I've taken with the character, just thinking, I need him to advance myself. I want him to do well. I care about his well-being, and I want him to succeed. And so just being kind of that stage mother, I've kind of taken that tactic with it,
yeah.
of Patty's Almost Rod stage mother. But again, I have really no idea. In fact, I asked the staff when they were there to not tell me too much because I didn't want to start sympathizing or, you know, overanalyzing. We're really just trying to make people laugh here.
Yeah,
so.
right. And I'm sure it's easy to do with this script and with your talents. What about the relationship between Dick and his daughter, Patty?
We exploit that a lot too, and not a very.
I think it's very safe to say we take some liberties with what we think that relationship is, and I certainly wouldn't want to indict them. I think the mildest way to put it is creepy,
yeah.
the way that we portray the relationship yeah. between Dick and Patty Mel.
Do they talk to each other now or not?
I think.
I wonder. I don't know. I mean, I'm yeah. very curious about that because the falling out between Dick Mellon and Rod Blagojevich was a pretty heavy duty one.
Right.
You know, I know they're not on good terms at all. So I really don't know how that's affected the relationship mm-hmm. between the father and daughter.
And then you've got. I would imagine that this needs updating every now and then. What do you do? How do you deal with a guy like Roland Burris? I mean, his story is endlessly fascinating and weird as well.
Yeah, he's one of the main characters in the show. If you take the show as a loose interpretation of Jesus Christ Superstar, then Roland Burris acts in the Judas
role. Oh my
gosh. So he's definitely Sam Richardson, who plays Roland Burris, is you know, along with Rod and Patty, kind of the star of the show, and almost acts as the narrator and so far the conscience of the show. He's sort of Rod's Jiminy Cricket, following him around and trying to keep him on track and keep him clean. And now with everything going on there, there's talk going on that T.J. Shanoff, who wrote all of the songs, all the lyrics and music for the show, is creating a new song for Roland to sort of update the things that have been going on with him mm-hmm. since we opened. So we're hoping to incorporate that before too terribly long.
Do you think he's going to last in his new job?
Man, if it's up to him, he's not going anywhere.
That's right.
He is tenacious.
and everybody will pay huge tribute to him after he passes from this earth, I understand, too, because he has a monument to make sure that'll happen.
Yeah, he took care of that.
he took care of that.
He is Ozymandias. He's ensuring his legacy now while he still walks this mortal coil.
Let's welcome phone calls. If you'd like to join our conversation, we'd love to have you. I would imagine there are some people in our audience who've seen the show, and if you have, please give us a call. We're speaking with two of the actors in the current production of Chicago's Second City, huge hit. It's Rod Blagojevich, Superstar. Mike Bradish plays Dick Mell, his father-in-law, Rod's father-in-law, and the father of Patty Blagojevich. He's an actor with Second City. Lori McLean plays Patty Blagojevich in this show, which was put together pretty quickly, I understand, and has just been extremely well received. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And we can also broaden our conversation to the role of political humor in our lives. Obviously, there's a role for it, and Second City has done it so well since 1959. Maybe some of you have seen earlier shows, seen some of the people who have gone on to big careers as comedians, stand-up comedians nationally, Saturday Night Live, etc. Did I give you our number? 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. We are now in the last hour of time when I can ask for your support to this program, and I've asked these Second City comedians to do a pledge drive for us, too. Which they will. I'm sure they'll have fun with it at about 10:30, so stay tuned for that. Oh, yeah, if you want to pledge, hey, 888-202-2552. We have a huge goal this hour of $6,000, but then that's all she wrote because we'll be done with our asking you for support for this program in just about 35 minutes. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guests this hour are from Second City in Chicago, Mike Bradish, who plays Dick Mill, and Pat Fitzgerald in their big rousing success, Rod Blagojevich Superstar, and Lori McLean plays Patty Blagojevich in this program. And we're welcoming phone calls. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If not, just sit back and laugh and have fun. 800-486-8655 is the number, 800-486-8655, for you to join the conversation. Is it unusual, Lori, for Second City to put together a program this quickly? That's a short period of time.
It is. I don't know if it's been done before. I don't think it has. And this is unusual in that Second City's this isn't a typical Second City show. The typical shows, as you mentioned earlier, are very topical. They take on a theme. You know, during the campaign, it was always for the last few shows, it's heavily focused on Barack Obama's rise and success. This is just an adjunct production from Second City Theatrical, so it doesn't have. It's not a sketch comedy per se, which is what the normal Second City shows are: shorter scenes, two acts. Songs, mm-hmm. beginning, middle, and end, but things are loosely tied together by a theme. This is a one-hour, you know, no-holds-barred parody musical that just starts at 8:30 and goes off running till 9:30, most Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the ETC Theater. So we're actually just taking over the space from the ETC show that's in repertoire right now. Mm-hmm. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So it is a little different, and absolutely, from, I think it was around 2 weeks from the first, the drunken conversation at the holiday party, wouldn't it be funny if, to a script. So TJ, our musical director and writer, had put, not musical director, but he was the composer and the lyricist, he was on a cruise ship for Second City. We perform all over the world, and one of the things that Second City does is perform on Norwegian cruise lines. So TJ was on the ship directing a cast in their review show and going back to his cabin at night and writing. So he didn't even have a keyboard while he was writing the music. Mm-hmm. Ed was in Milwaukee, I believe, Eddie Furman, and who might be listening right now, I hope. And he's a brilliantly funny comedian who was a performer at Second City as well.
But if he's not listening, he's a hack.
Yes, he is, right.
You can say whatever you want if he's not listening.
Right. That's so funny. Eddie and TJ weren't even in the same continent, or maybe the same continent, but at least in the same city. They weren't near each other, and they were writing back and forth and kind of emailing and getting ideas up, and then there was the script, and then we went into rehearsal, and I think it was 3 days of rehearsal, and we did a preview. I mean, it just doesn't.
Isn't that
it was
something?
Unbelievably stressful. I still have acne and an ulcer from it, but I'm coming down. I'm relaxed into the role. But boy, it was stressful and wonderful.
Yeah,
it was great. It was, you know, a very rewarding thing to, you know, go from nothing to being in front of an audience in such a short period of time. It was an adventure.
Oh, imagine. Now, you two have done the cruise ship. That's a wonderful thing to do, huh? Take your show on the cruise.
Yes, I've never done that. I have, and I don't know if Mike has. I haven't. It's a wonderful contract for an actor. You get, it's a very good salary, and you're on a cruise ship for about 4 months.
Ooh.
And you perform two or three nights a week. I have never wanted to get away from Chicago for that long of a period of time, but many people do, especially it's a great transition job. You know, if you're thinking of moving somewhere else, it's a way to, you can put your furniture in storage and go on a cruise ship and get your thoughts together, clear your head, and then, you know, start your new life when you get back.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's been a pattern there of people, of Second City actors from Chicago will do 4 months on a cruise ship and then get back and head to L.A. or New York if they're doing that, or come back to Chicago.
Isn't that something?
Continue working here.
Wow. And they probably don't have acne anymore, do they?
Right. Tan and thin and happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Relaxed.
Yes.
You can't be too relaxed if you're in comedy. All right, we're in a pledge drive. We need to pause for a moment here because here's the situation. This has been a really long pledge drive, and it's going to end today. And this is true now. We have a half hour left to ask people to pledge to this particular program. Be as funny with this as you want. And we have a goal, Mike and Lori, of, oh my gosh, $6,000. It's like a huge goal because
we can do that.
You can do that?
Yeah,
all right,
we
good.
We can do that.
All right, we don't have anything.
I mean, all of us together, not Lori and I.
All right, all of us together are going to do that. Okay. So here it is, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So that's the situation. It can be funny or it can be not funny, but it's a lot of money. So I'll start here and just say, call and pledge. We've only got a half hour left. It's 800-222. I got the number wrong. 888-202-2552. WPR.org is the number to call. We have Rob Schroeder, who is from the Chicago area, actually, who booked this particular program. We're thankful for that, who's joining me in our studio along with Mike and Lori from Second City. And Rob, hi. I'm going to put them on the spot here, too. They're going to make them pledge with us.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what they can do for us in this hour.
I know. Exactly. All right. Well, why do you think people ought to pledge, Lori?
Well, not to pull at any guilt strings here, but this is a free service that this wonderful radio station is providing for you. And I know how I feel about the National Public Radio here in Chicago, WBEZ. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't be able to do my job because I listen regularly and I download the podcast and I pay for the service. I am absolutely a member here in Chicago, and I know that I personally couldn't do my job without the information I get from our public radio station.
Yeah.
So I know tough economy, people. It's a tough time in our nation's history, but we can all scrape together a few dollars to help such an amazing service that the public radio provides for us, commercial-free. And maybe a little bit liberal biased, but you wouldn't be listening to public radio if you didn't have a slight liberal bias. I'm thinking. And it's commercial free. It's interesting, long, in-depth stories.
Right.
So just a few dollars. Instead of Starbucks today, but give that money to public radio.
Instead of Starbucks all week. Let's make it a week long.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, that's even more money for us, right?
Yeah. Which you know, if you go, I think Starbucks, if you do a week, about a drink a week, that's at least $250.
No. Is it that much money?
Starbucks in a single week. worth of lattes and mochas. And so you can swing that over to 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. Easily, instead, just drive right by the Starbucks. You're possibly in the car right now thinking about heading over for that venti latte. Just keep driving and head straight to the phone or your computer. Get online or call and make the donation. And I have to take a different tack than Lori. Lori appealed to your guilty inner sense. I'm going to go the other way. We've been immersing ourselves in Chicago politics for the last several weeks, and so I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to lay it on the table. I'm going to make it real easy and real simple. There's technology out there now, and if you're listening to us, we know that you're listening to us. We know where you're listening to us, and I don't want to suggest anything, and I'm certainly not going to come right out and say it, but I just want to suggest to you that it is in your best interests, your personal best interests, to get on the phone or get online immediately, and the absolute maximum you feel comfortable contributing, just take that number and triple it, and donate it to this lovely public radio station right now.
Mike, because I heard
you've been hearing the gentler side of Kathleen Dunn right now, but when things get ugly, they get real ugly, and you don't want to hear that, and you don't want to see it, and you certainly don't want it knocking on your door.
Oh, I like this. We've never pledged like that.
202-2552. We are in the last 25 minutes of this pledge drive, people. It's the desperate time. This is the time. This is your cavalry hour. This is the time for you to come riding over the ridge on your great white steed to save the day. $6,000 in 25 minutes. You can do it.
I don't know,
and
if you knew
must
this
do
about
it.
Kathleen,
and I'm threatening you if you don't.
I'm sorry, Lori, what were you saying there?
Oh, I said I don't know if people know this about Kathleen and Rob, but at WPR.org, sitting in front of your computer, your webcam is actually being transmitted to the WPR station. So as you're sitting there, I know you can see me in my red footed pajamas right now, guys. We know what you're doing. And as Mike hinted at, we're going to come and get you.
Oh.
They're going to come and get you.
Oh, you're going to come
this
and get you.
This is the person playing Patty Blagojevich right now.
She, we can see you.
Lori's a method actor, so she has actually become a sinister devil of a person to play this role, and she means every word of it. And I've seen Lori at her meanest, and she lays a great swath of destruction in her path.
Yeah, we got to get you guys on a cruise. Got to chill out here a little bit. We'll be back with you in a moment. They're great. Well, you know, we try to have some fun. We do comedy on this show every now and then as well. So please call. Please call. Rob, take it.
Well, if you want to avoid the wrath of Kathleen Dunn, you can make your pledge payment using a credit card. You can pay your entire pledge at once, or you can set up monthly installments. It's totally up to you. Use your MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express, online at WPR.org, or call toll-free at 888-202-2552. And you can rest assured that we will never share your information with other organizations, and we will never send Kathleen Dunn to your house to get that money.
That's why we hired you.
Exactly.
You didn't know that's your job after the show is over today,
right? I do now.
Yeah, you do. Thanks, Rob, very much. We'll talk to you in just a few minutes. You know, we started doing a comedy thing, Mike and Lori, to talk about the power of radio. I was listening to Talk of the Nation. I love this show. Several years ago, and Dustin Hoffman was on, and he was talking about influences on his life, and he talked about Mike Nichols because of The Graduate. And then he said, if you're in the car right now, I want you to go get Elaine May and Mike Nichols' comedy routines, their early routines. And I did exactly what he told me to do. I went to the store, I bought the CD, and I played them for everybody. I laughed, and then I thought, we've got to do comedy. And as a result, we've done comedy four times a year. Those are marvelous routines, and I know they were the precursor of Second City, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, Nichols and May. Yeah, they were there in the early days. I think that was Compass Players was the group. I don't know if they were ever officially with Second City, but the and Lori, maybe you know this better than I do, but I know the Compass Players were sort of the early version of the Second City, and a lot of the people that founded the Second City came from that group, and I think that's who Nichols and May were with when they were in Chicago before they took their act to New York.
Right, University of Chicago students got together and started this radical new idea of making things up on the spot. Although, I mean, that's been around for centuries, but it was kind of new, a new modern twist on that. And I do think that at least Elaine May was in some shows at Second City, but I'm actually not positive. But those routines are brilliant. I've downloaded them, too, and bought a couple CDs. It's amazing what they do with just their voices.
Isn't it?
You know, the old radio. Do you guys do that at the public radio station? That kind of thing, where it's just two people doing, you know, speaking to each other in that intimate way? Is that the kind of comedy that you have on the show?
Yeah, we just, you know, what we do is classic comedy. So we do a lot of Bob and Ray. God, I love them. I think they're so wonderful. And we do Gilda Radner, and we do Second City, and we do Capital Steps, just a little bit of you know, a lot of classic comedy.
Oh,
and it's so much fun to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, particularly when you're talking about war and let's laugh.
If you are a big fan of the Capital Steps, you know, knowing, of course, that Rod Blagojevich Superstar is a musical, we actually have a lot of that flavor going on, that it's a mix of comedy and politics, except we swear a lot more than the Capital Steps.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, you
particularly Patty.
You have no choice, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
We have to be true to the source material.
I know.
That was actually the one criticism that preview night that we talked about, where their staff came to the show. The one thing they said was, because and I think it's good, it provides a balance to the show, that Eddie Furman, the playwright, did a very good thing of giving most of the really blue, foul-mouthed dialogue to Patty. Rod is really only a PG-13. He doesn't quite dip into R-rated territory in his language. So Patty is really the foul-mouthed one. Like every line out of her mouth comes straight from the toilet. And they said that, you know, she was very accurate. That's a pretty accurate picture of Patty. Rod was way too PG. That was their only complaint about the show, besides the fact that it was a harrowing ordeal in which they were still enmeshed. But, you know, of the writing of the show, they just said, Rod's just way too PG.
Oh, my gosh. Is that hard to do, Lori? I grew up Catholic. I'd have a hard time doing that on stage, that kind of language. Is that hard, or it's part of the character? You're an actress.
Sad to say, it's not hard for me. My friend, I've had a dear, dear friend, Robin, since the third grade. And so I won't say how old, but that's many, many years. And she wrote me a little text message the other day and said, I know that you've been preparing your whole life for this. Sadly, although I think I use it in a more appropriate situations, but I've been known to talk like a sailor at times. I did, you know what, in high school I got an award for it, actually.
No.
I did.
In the yearbook?
We had some sort of senior year banquet, and I went to Start High School in Toledo, Ohio, and I got these wonderful awards, like the best singer or the most talented girl, and I got the biggest garbage mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think I have been preparing my whole life for this. It's joy, but I definitely, my first line is an F-bomb, we'll call it that, to the last. From the first to the last.
Oh, my gosh. Now, this show, are you going to take it beyond Second City? I read somewhere that you're trying to find another theater because it's so wildly popular.
Yeah, we've been given authorization by the producers over at Second City to make the announcement that there will be an extension of the show, an extended run that will be taking place at an outside venue somewhere in Chicago, but we're not allowed to say where that is yet. I think they're still tying up some of the details, so we're not allowed to say, and also we don't know.
We don't even know.
we don't know where that's going to be, but we do know that there is going to be an extension beyond the we'll close it March 18th at the Second City ETC. That'll be our last regular Tuesday, Wednesday show. And then from there, it will head elsewhere.
Huh. And what's a perfect run for a show like this? Does it get tedious after a while, or could you do this for years?
Well, like Lori said, this is such a new thing for Second City that it's really not a sketch show. It's not, you know, a review of sketches. This is a one-act musical, so it's an entirely different thing. And, you know, I was worried. At first, we were in our rehearsal process when he was voted out of office, and I was worried that, you know, the whole thing, the hullabaloo would die down,
right,
and our audience would leave us. But thank you, Roland Burris, for keeping the dream alive. It seems like we're not running out of steam anytime soon. They say that the criminal case against Blagojevich may not happen for a year. Oh. So I'm sure there can be some tedium. Like, you know, I have friends who've done Broadway shows and, like, touring shows who do 8 shows a week of the exact same show for years at a time and go a little crazy doing it. But this is a 60-minute show. You know, it's by the time you start, you're almost done.
Right.
So it seems like something that would be fun to do for a long time.
I don't think I'll get tired of it anytime soon, because we also, Mike added some little weird sounds the other day to his character when we'd have a little dance number, and he started making these weird noises when I'm standing next to him dancing on stage, and it kind of added to the Dick Mel character. And that is something that I think, at least I know a lot of the Second City folks do, and myself included, you try to find new things in it for yourself to keep it interesting, and I have a lot of time for that. I could play this for a long time. I'm thrilled with it. It's so much fun.
Great.
So much fun.
Great.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things about doing a scripted show with improvisers is that, you know, we're always going to find a way to improvise, even though our every word and every step is choreographed and scripted. We're still going to find our own little things to throw in there,
right,
and that always makes it interesting.
Yeah.
And speaking of doing the show with improvisers, we have to have a little bit of a shout-out real quick.
Sure.
Joey Bland, who is the actor who plays Rod Blagojevich in the show, had his first child on, what, Saturday, Lori?
I think it was Saturday night, or 1 a.m., yeah, Friday night. We had a show that night, and a remote show. We were at the Beverly Arts Center down on the south side in Chicago, and we went home, and from what I gather, Heather went into labor soon after the show. I don't know if this is true or not, but this is the rumor, and that she had the baby at 1 in the morning. So kudos to his wife for waiting till the end of the curtain, too.
There's probably something to that. She probably did. Well, you two have been just wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us and for doing the pledge drive with us. I don't know, my computer thing isn't working, so I think we made some money, which is good. And is the show completely sold out? I know people are going to want to see it now after this, but they'll just have to wait? It's all sold out, right?
Yes,
yeah, unfortunately, or fortunately for us, people are going to need to wait until we can, you know, keep an eye on www.secondcity.com.
Sure.
As soon as we have, you know, the details ironed out as to where that extension is going to take place, it'll be up there on the website. But the current run at Second City is totally sold out. So we're excited about that. It's
a good thing.
But, you know, we have more people that we want to get in to see the show. So secondcity.com. Keep
all
an
right.
eye on the website for information about where we're going to be after we finish up here in the middle of March.
Thank you both so much. It was really great fun.
Thank you, Kathleen. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and to you as well. Lori McLean, who plays Patty Blagojevich in the Second City show, Rod Blagojevich Superstar, and the show has become extremely successful. Mike Bradish, also with us, who plays Dick Mill, and Patrick Fitzgerald in this show as well. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? And don't worry, we had a listener who called in to pledge saying he didn't want me to come and find him. Don't you worry, I'm not going to do that. And if anybody should do anything like that, we'll just call Patrick Fitzgerald. Our number for pledging, we've only got 14 minutes left in this baby, so let's just call and make as much money as we can, and you'll feel good, and we'll feel good, and then we can have a good laugh. 888-202-2552 is the pledge number. 888-202-2552, or just go to WPR.org. And thank you very much. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And as we enter the last 13 minutes of asking for your support, your gift of $60 or $120 helping us to continue to provide this important public service. And sometimes just laughing is a great public service, don't you think? You know, go to online, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. We have both Rob Schroeder, who is our associate producer, joining us here in the studio. That was a great hour. Thanks, Rob, for thinking of it. It was a lot of fun. And Rhonda Fanning, who's our producer of this program. Rhonda, hello. Thanks very much. And let's get rolling. What's our goal? Where are we?
All right, Kathleen, our goal is $6,000 for this hour.
Whoa.
And we have just over $4,000 yet to raise, but we've still got some time left for this hour. Please remember, Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and your pledge helps make this program and all of our future programs possible. So please contribute now securely online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio is easy. If you've never done it before, here's how it's done. When you contribute online at WPR.org, just fill in the blanks. When you call 888-202-2552, we're going to ask you a couple of questions. Your name, address, phone number, and how much you would like to give. You choose when contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. You put the amount that you want to contribute. You decide. Give us a call, 888-202-2552, or log on to WPR.org. We'll also ask you how you would like to play. You can do it with a credit card. We can send you a reminder in the mail. We never sell or trade your personal information. That is kept private between you and Wisconsin Public Radio. So please go now to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, when the economy takes a downturn, it's important to understand how it affects you and how to respond. And I know, listening to all these news reports and reading it in the newspaper, that there's so many economic turns thrown out there that sometimes it's really hard to figure out what all these different things mean. And on Wisconsin Public Radio, you get not only the news of what's happening in the national and world economies, but you get relevant perspectives and analysis, too. And while this service is free to everyone, we rely on listeners to support us. You trust WPR for news and context. Now support it with your contribution. Online, WPR.org. Call toll-free 888-202-2552.
And if it fits your budget, you may want to consider a gift of $1,000, which would be very nice. That's $83 a month and $1,000 over a year's time. Instead of, you know, $250 a week at Starbucks, it's $1,000 over a year's time. And it'd be great for us. It would bring WPR programming to those who can't afford to give, and there are many during these times. Make your contribution in any amount, WPR.org, or calling 888-202-2552.
And again, our goal, $6,000 for this hour. And again, we're just over $4,000 away from that goal. We have received 21 pledges during this hour, including 11 new pledges, and that is great to see. Thank you for everyone who has contributed so far this hour, but let's keep working on reaching the goal for our hour.
I listen to all kinds of topics. Every topic you can think of, I'm very interested in. It could be history, could be writing, could be health, could be politics, art, creativity. I'm interested in everything. And what I really love is the call-ins, questions, and comments, because you really do feel like you're part of a community of learners. I just think it's great. You feel like you're really going to school when you're driving in your car. You can be multitasking. You can be doing the dishes, folding laundry, and still be part of a community of people who really value knowledge. I'm Diane Rine from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for connecting with the greater Wisconsin community.
That's right. We just heard from Diane in Rhinelander, and she mentioned being a part of the community of learners here in Wisconsin Public Radio. One of her favorite things, I found that very interesting, was the callers, getting to know her fellow Wisconsin citizen or fellow WPR members. We've had a lot of new people, new members call this hour, so let's keep that up. We're at 11 new members so far this hour, helping us reach that overall goal of $6,000, but we still have about $4,000 yet to raise. Wisconsin Public Radio, because it is listener-supported, means your place pledge helps make this program and all the programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. So won't you join Diane and Rhinelander? Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Contribute now securely online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
And on the Ideas Network, you hear from somebody who just wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who came back from Iraq, and Rhonda and I, we work very hard to get really timely guests and provide a different perspective on issues that you really don't really hear anywhere else. And this kind of work, bringing you the best, it goes on every single day here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And we really enjoy doing the work. I think both Rhonda and I and Kathleen, we all really enjoy our jobs, and we kind of consider it a privilege, in fact. But we need your help to make it possible. So please pledge your support right now online at WPR.org or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
This is kind of a great hour to pledge to Kathleen and bringing a little comedy, a little laughter into your life every once in a while. We don't do it as often as we should, but we try to do it as often as we can. But we've come to expect these quarterly comedy shows, and I know that you have enjoyed them. I get a ton of emails with suggestions, so I have a whole ton of stuff ready to go for our spring comedy show. Looking forward to that. Because it's comedy and because it'll be spring. Two things that I'm very much looking forward to. So, pleasure to support this hour. Say thanks to Kathleen for maybe bringing a little laughter into your day. Once in a while, we try to do that here in Wisconsin Public Radio. So log on to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And it is fun. I love doing this Second City. They were very bright and a lot of fun. And I grew up with Second City, too, and have enjoyed many of their performances. So it was fun to be able to bring fun politics into and even into a pledge drive. If you can't have fun with a pledge drive, what's the point of a pledge drive, right? So we had a good time. And the comedy thing, we brought it back. We, you know, we had a bad year last year in some way, so we missed last summer, I think, but we're back on track with comedy. And we have had so much fun to be able to discover and then introduce Bob and Ray to me. I didn't know much about Bob and Ray. Rhonda loved Bob and Ray. I played it for my 17-year-old son. He's 16, actually. He loved Bob and Ray, and we're keeping alive Bob and Ray. I mean, you know, you got to thank us for that, for their sophisticated, dry, wonderful humor that goes way back. It's just worth a pledge, I think. So I would pledge for that reason alone at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's all sorts of unique programs like that, Kathleen. That is really what Wisconsin Public Radio is all about. And please consider giving just maybe a dollar a day. That's $365 a year or just a little more than $30 a month. You can use our electronic funds transfer program to have your monthly donation automatically transferred from your checking account, or you can pay by automatic monthly credit card installments. Either way, please make your pledge. Go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And your donation in any amount will go a long way to support Wisconsin Public Radio. And this hour, when you donate at that $35 or more level, that's less than a dollar a week. I It's probably about the same cost of a, what did Mike say, a venti latte at Starbucks.
Yeah,
35 bucks, I think, is what they're running now. You can get a lightweight WPR reusable shopping bag. This offer is available only at WPR.org. So by logging on, pledging your support online, you help save us paper. We're going to help save you some paper, some grocery bags, by sending you this lightweight reusable. It folds up into like a nice little carrying pouch. I stick mine in my backpack in case I stop at the store on the way home. Can say, no bag for me, thanks, I got my own.
It just makes your life easier and
it does.
More. Yeah, yeah.
And it has Wisconsin Public Radio written on it, so
it's marvelous.
People know that I'm a public radio supporter.
Good.
Again, that website is WPR.org. You can log on, and at that $35 level or more, you'll be sent the reusable shopping bag.
Mm-hmm. And here's where we are, everybody. We still need to raise $3,680 to make our goal of $6,000, but we already have raised $2,320. Thanks, everybody. This is it, though. This should be the time, you know, you're just flooding the, you forgot you were going to pledge. I forgot about it. I haven't done it yet. And this is the time to do just that. So call with your pledge. Right now, we only are asking for a couple more minutes for this particular program, and it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As Kathleena said, this is the last day of our pledge drive, so please, if you haven't done it, please consider doing it right now, because your contributions will support our work right now and over the coming months in the future. And it's really important, especially with so much that's going on in this country right now, that we are all in tune with what's going on in the country right now. And your support, we need it to cover the news and events of the coming days and months. So please donate now, WPR.org, or call toll-free 888-202-2552.
That's right. That goal of $6,000, we're slowly chipping away. We can chip a little harder with your pledge of support. We've $3,500 left to go. The last couple of minutes that you have to support Kathleen Dunn's program here on Wisconsin Public Radio. So get on the phone, 888-202-2552, or log on to WPR.org.
And I know some of you, and I may have been among you, waited till the very last minute to do this. So I am hopeful that you will get to your phone right now and call and pledge for this particular program and say thanks to Rhonda, thanks to Rob, thanks for all that you have brought to us for many, many years now. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. We have about 10
and
seconds.
Thanks to all of our listeners for supporting us here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks,
and thank you. And you can keep pledging throughout the news.
All right. Thanks, Rob Schroeder,
thank
for producing this hour with Second City as well. And thanks to Rhonda. And thanks for your pledges, everybody.